I'm Shirley Gert. I was born in 1937. I've been a member of the Mothers' Union since 1990, I suppose. I was a leader for 13 years. Branch meetings include an act of worship, inviting speakers along, and looking after your membership, making sure that if they're sick, somebody knows about it and visits. We send out birthday cards so that everybody, even if they have no family, they're going to at least have a birthday card from us. Looking after each other, treating them as a family. Mothers' Union is specifically a Christian society, and its objects are looking after families particularly, supporting people in marriage. Prayer is behind everything that we do. It made my Christian faith more meaningful because I could become involved more in doing things that I hadn't probably taken the opportunity to do before. The emergency toiletry bags, so we're taking just over 100 bags a year up to the hospital. They're very pleased when I take them in. It's also nice because the whole branch is contributing to something that could be very essential for somebody arriving in hospital with nothing, you know, a road accident or something like that. One of the ladies in our church who organised the FIND, the Families in Need group in Ipswich, she came to speak to the Mothers' Union branch and she said we could do with washing materials, soap powders, detergents of various sorts. So I organised the branch and my dear ladies came along with all their bits and bobs. And we presented them as our offering during the Mothering Sunday service. I think all the speakers we've had have brought something very special. We tend to try and have speakers that not necessarily have a religious message, but have a caring message. But one speaker who impressed me more than it, in fact, she brought me to tears. She was the wife of a vicar on the Isles of Scilly. And when they retired, they came to Suffolk. And she writes the most beautiful poetry. She read her poems, and it was going through the Christian year. And it was so moving. She was able to put into her poetry the things that some of us thought and felt but couldn't express. You want a group of people to work together, and we're already there. The Mothers Union did do the kneelers. I was involved when we brought the altar rail forward, and we made 16, I think, kneelers. That was a year or so after we lost our son, so my kneeler was in memory of my son. We all had the same design, but we all did them for different reasons. When I became branch leader, we had recently lost a member, and they talked about putting a rose in the rose bed for her. But the roses in there were old. Burned David Austin roses, and he recommended this rose called Molyneux, which is a golden yellow. We planted this all up, and as sadly we've lost members, we put a new rose in. Mind you, I have saved one place because there's one dear lady in the Mothers' Union. She lives in a house with just a courtyard garden and she loves gardening. So she comes in and she deadheads the roses in the summer. So I've promised her I've saved one place for her rose. She's in her late 80s now. Whenever the time comes, I said, I promise you, Mary, I will put a rose in for you. But a lot of parenting and charity work is done by Mothers' Union, particularly overseas. I mean, that some of the African countries, some of the villages wouldn't get by without Mothers' Union. Mm. They provide medical skills, they run orphanages and things like that. Mm. I hope Mothers' Union goes on. I think it will go on. I think there will always be a need. I mean, worldwide, there are millions of us. Mm.